Jesus, teacher, have mercy on us. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The scripture scholars tell us that the word that is used in today's gospel to describe our Lord as a teacher, preceptor, is used only once in all of the gospels. Why? The explanation the fathers of the church give, that is to say those early Christian writers, great saints, who wrote about the essentials of the Christian faith, the reason they give is that leprosy is a symbol of false teaching. It's regarded as such because of the effect that it has on the skin. The skin turns many different colors, and there are many different types of false teaching. The skin becomes blotchy and mottled, and the fathers saw this as a symbol of truth mixed in with error. It is more important than ever in our own times to be vigilant against error. The leprosy of error is very catchy. And in the air there is much propaganda. The word propaganda has an interesting origin. Now, if I use the word propaganda, it has a negative connotation, but originally that was not the case. Propaganda simply referred to those things which needed to be propagated or promoted or preached. One of the departments in the papal bureaucracy in Rome is called the Congregation Pro Propaganda Fide, for the propagation, for the promotion of the Catholic faith. Initially, then, propaganda did not have a negative connotation. It was the Nazi Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's Minister of Information, who used the word propaganda to refer to his method of promoting Nazi ideas. And so it was taken up by all dictatorships. There is much propaganda in the air, and it is very easy to become susceptible to it. The vast network of modern communications allows ideas to be propagated all over the world, and very quickly, and especially false ideas. Because the modern media has a very effective way of presenting the ideas it wants to promote visually in a very engaging way. It would not be as successful as it is if this were not the case. So it appeals to your emotions with images rather than to your intellect. So you have to be able to see through the propaganda around you and the false values and the false notions it promotes. First of all, in the on the religious plane, with false popular ideas of religion, first there is the liberal and the modernist notions of religion, that the modernist believed simply that truth is something that evolves and that changes from age to age. And the liberal believes in a consumer-oriented religion. For a liberal, and one includes most Protestants in that, the consumer religion this religion is one that consists of what I like and what appeals to me, what appeals to my private judgment, consumer religion, or the popular notion of religion promoted that it should have no effect on life in the practical order. Religion is something that is kept in the church. So you hear the politicians say that, well, personally, I'm opposed to abortion, but this will not affect how I act when it comes to the laws that I vote on or the laws that I promote. So it has no effect on life. On the conservative side in religion, you find various strange ideas that are promoted. Odd ideas that are promoted on baptism, for instance. Or among traditional Catholics, odd ideas about the nature and the authority of the Pope. There's a very common example of that. There's a quote from the great theologian St. Robert Bellarmine that you see reproduced all the time in different traditionalist publications. It would justify the idea of recognizing someone as a true pope, but resisting him. Perhaps you've seen that. It begins, just as it is licit to resist someone who is going to kill you, so too it is licit to resist the Roman pontiff, etc., etc. It's been quoted many times. But it turns out, if you actually go and look up the source of this, as of course I always do, you see that the quote means something completely different, and that the traditionalists have been distorting this notion for about 25 years. So false popular ideas when it comes to religion. On the political side, secular politics, the propaganda you see there, politicians fly the patriotism flag, of course, these days, or the anti-terror flag for the Iraq war. And because of propaganda, everyone salutes. But the reality of this is that the war is an occasion for the big money and international corporations that support our politicians on both sides to pick our pockets. To pick our pockets. Where? Actually, right here at St. Gertrude the Great. I can give you a good example of that. In the past few days, I talked with our builder, who's a traditional Catholic, about the next stages of our building program. We want to build a convent. We want to build a bell tower out here. We want to build at least the first stage of a rectory so the priest can live on the property. And the cost for each of these projects has gone up since the estimates we were given before the Iraq war. Building materials, and it's all a question of the building materials that have gone up. First of all, plywood, that's gone up, that's doubled in price after the Iraq war, gone from $9 a sheet to $18 a sheet. Or steel has gone up as well, because that's used sometime as a substitute for wood, a lighter gauge steel. Or concrete is, in some parts of the country, is difficult to get. For the building of the seminary in Florida, for instance, you have to give them 40 to 60 days lead time if you want to pour concrete. Why? Well, all the materials are going to Iraq. And how much is that going to cost us? Well, at least about $20,000 for building. Who profits? The big corporations profit that rebuild Iraq. $20,000 a building, imagine that, that it's going to cost us. It's going to come out of our pockets, my friends. It's as if the CEOs of, let's say, Halliburton and Bechtel corporations came in and took up our collection. And they came along maybe with an imam in his turban, and they went out of the church, and they divvied up the collection among themselves. They took a little bit of, some took profit, the corporations took profit, and the rest went to the imam to rebuild the shrine of the prophet Ali, whoever that is. And that went on for 5 Sundays. Because our collection is about $4,000 a Sunday. So you can't be blind in the political order as well to the realities, to what's really going on there when you hear the propaganda. In both cases, we have to be vigilant. We cannot simply react. God gave us an intellect to use, to analyze things. And the essence of modern society, when it's, be it secular values of the media, be it religion, be it politics, is simply to get you to react with your emotions and to manipulate your emotions. We know, however, as our Lord's faithful followers, that we have to act according to His principles. Jesu Preceptor, the Gospel says. Christ the teacher. The priest is supposed to be another Christ as well, and is supposed to show you mercy by teaching you the truth and not leaving you in error. When faced with the myriad errors around you in the world, pray for the grace in all things to see the truth. Jesus, teacher, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.